everybody, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 10,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends, ever. We're back, bitches.
We're back.
I feel like we have to say that
every time. Episode now just begins with, oh, we've taken a bit of a break, and then every episode ends with, oh, we'll be back. We're gonna do them a lot quicker now. Look, y'all are sick of hearing it. We're sick of saying it. We're sorry.
It doesn't mean we love you any less, and we hope that you still listen to us. Maybe someone will be listening to this like 20 years in the future and be like, what are they talking about?
Oh, poor, sweet, optimistic Elizabeth.
Do you think that podcast will be a thing 20 years from now?
I don't think, like...
Or do you think we'll be flying around in our jetpacks?
I don't think electricity and running water is going to be a thing in 20 years' time, I'm afraid. That's it's just going to be barren deserts. Maybe someone will, like, find an iPod Nano or something in the sand dunes that was once Boston, Massachusetts. And they'll be like, oh, what is this? And maybe future societies will study it, and they'll be like, this is a retelling of a great anthology.
Jesus is coming.
Of six people.
It's the coming.
Look busy.
The second coming.
Yeah.
This is foreshadowing. All right.
So anyway, we could be seen as prophets in the future, basically.
In 20 years, we won't be that old.
We know every year Janice shall return, and she will wreak havoc upon Chandler. For 20 minutes, and it will be awkward.
Well, here we are. Another episode.
And just like Mary had an immaculate conception, she had a baby without having sex.
Yes, we know Ross, what immaculate conception is.
Ross became a father without ever seeing his child. Well, it's kind of the same, right?
Anyway.
You might have heard the rattling there. In preparation for this episode, Elizabeth's got herself a little chocolate treat.
It's a Dove. They're not paying me to say that.
That's fine.
Dove, little dark chocolate, little nugget. And on the inside it says, hands are meant to be held by Karina T from Nevada.
Shout out to Karina T.
Karina T.
Do you think that candy is better or worse than what Monica was offering?
Oh, worse. Whatever she had, I want it.
Little drops of heaven is what some people describe it as.
I want it. I have to eat candy while we talk about candy.
Candy.
It would just make me want it.
We've just finished watching season 7, episode 8. The one with the candy. The one with all the candy, I should say. Classic episode.
Really?
Which we showed. I liked it.
Do you just say that when you like them, or when?
Well, they're all classics in their own way.
But you know what are classic episodes, so I take your word for it, and I think this one might be an actual classic. I can't tell.
Well, why? What do you think that's iconic about this? Normally, like, when I talk about a classic episode, it's something that, like, has made it into, like, pop culture in some way, shape, or form. Like, the pivot... Or how you doing, or something like that. What do you think we could take from this episode? You can't remember this episode, can you? You're trying so hard.
I was thinking of something, and then I got confused with Frasier, so I'm going to just go ahead and say I don't know. This isn't probably a classic episode. There's nothing.
I look, it's a classic if we liked it. I liked it. That's all there is to say. All
right. I want to talk about it. Let's go.
And we'll find out if you liked it. Yeah, let's just get into it, man. Let's just jump right in. It was season 7, episode 8, the one with all the candy, which first aired on the 7th of December in the year 2000. The century is coming to an end, Elizabeth. The 20th century is coming to an end. The 21st century is about to begin.
No, wouldn't it be?
You're trying to dispute me. I can see, tell from the look on your face. 21st century began in 2001, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it begin in 2000?
Well, because the first year of a new century is the 1 year after it begins. Like, you're not born 1 year old.
I see. Okay, fine. Fine.
I only know that because I was watching 2001 A Space Odyssey last night on Amazon, and it had like little trivia notes, and it was like 2001 was technically the first year of the 21st century. Wow. And Kubrick would often correct people.
I guess though.
Well, go on.
When you say like, oh, this was in the 17th century, what years are in the 17th century? You don't say 1701 to 1799.
Right, it's the 1600s.
Okay, well, there we go. You don't say 1601 to 1699. You say 1600 to 1699.
No, it's 1601 to...
I know. I know now.
Yeah.
You've just expanded.
Look, it's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all just doing the best we can. My question to you is, how many people do you think watched this episode?
I don't know. How many people watched the last one?
Oh, I don't know. I've started taking the notes on my phone. Okay. And it's not so great. In fact, let me look it up. I can look it up. We can figure this out. It was the Thanksgiving episode. They had that huge dip. Remember, they went from 23 million. The last episode was 16.57 million. They lost so many viewers.
Okay.
From 1 week.
So I'm going to say 18.2.
All right, I'll say 19 and a half.
Okay.
And the correct answer is 21.08.
Where did it go down? Something else.
It was on Thanksgiving. It showed on Thanksgiving.
There would have been something else, though.
There would have been football on. People are okay. Like...
But they have those famous Thanksgiving episodes. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I wonder if they moved to like a Thursday night in this season. I don't know. Well, always used to jump about. It was always, you know, the first few episodes in the UK, it was always, the first few seasons was always a Friday night. And then I think it moved to a Thursday. I think it was Friday and then it moved to Thursday. I don't know.
One of our listeners will know.
They probably will. We can, if there's one thing we can depend on, God knows our listeners can't depend on us.
No,
but
they can't.
There's one thing that we can depend on is that our listeners know more about the subject that we gather and talk about for over 150 odd times now.
I guess I'm wondering what we bring to the Friendsverse. What is it that we offer you all?
I think just
it's
like...
It's not our charmingly good looks.
Wow. I think we have a voice for radio.
We have a face for radio.
Yeah, we don't have a voice for radio. We have a voice for silent movies.
I don't have a voice for anything.
We have a voice for silent movies and a face for radio. That's what podcasts were invented for. We've been doing this for over 150 episodes now. This is the 155th episode of Friends.
Let's celebrate. Cheers.
Feels like longer. Yeah, we're drinking again. Alright, this episode also, fun fact. So I'm winning, by the way. I'm winning like 5-3 now. So,
okay.
Suck it.
Good job.
This episode was directed by David Schwimmer.
So you know it's good.
He's had some good episodes this season. Not that he like writes them or anything. But here we are. This episode opens, I'm sure you know, Elizabeth, outside... in a park not dissimilar to where they played football all those seasons ago on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, what a shock. I don't think any of us were ready for this. Ben!
What the hell? So
He's all grown up.
We see him and they're there at a playground or whatever. I recognized him immediately.
It's the sweet life with...
as the twins.
Ben and Ross.
Dylan, Sprouse, and Cody? Is that his name?
I don't know.
No, that's like his character.
They're Zach and Cody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something. Dylan and... shit. One of them's in Riverdale, really famous.
Is that right? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my god, he's Jughead. He's kind of hot.
I was gonna say, is he dreamy?
Yeah, he's kind of dreamy.
Elizabeth, he's a 7-year-old child here.
Okay, well, yeah, that's...
disgusting.
Dylan and... oh, it's gonna drop... can I look at that? Dylan and... Cole. Cole is the one in... Riverdale.
Well, that's unfortunate.
No, he's like, he's got that like bad boy thing going on.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah.
Bloody. All right. Anyway, here's Ben. Were you pleased to see him?
I mean,
it's good to know he's doing okay.
He's aged like 15 years.
Wow. He's aged appropriately. He's 6 years old now. Like, he was born at the end of season... He was born at the end of season one. So, can you stop, like, Googling
this guy? No, I just want you to see him in...
I just want you to focus on the podcast.
No, I know, but I just want you to see him as Jughead.
I don't know who Jughead is. I don't know what Archie comics are. All I know it from is from The Simpsons when Homer gets thrown out of their car and somebody goes, "Doo, stay out of the river, doo."
Get out of here. You don't know?
Can we please move on? I really...
Okay, that's a pretty accurate of him in it. Yeah.
So anyway, let's now look at him as a six-year-old.
All right.
That's not
Yes, we see
weird.
Him. It's very, very exciting.
I bet it is for you.
So he's played by twins, we know that.
Yeah, which is a ploy that is often used in Hollywood and television shows when you have particular young kids, so you're not putting the entire acting burden on them.
Or
it was famously first used in Full House with the Olsen quadruplets. They were playing the role of two twins in that show, I believe.
I think they were in Big Daddy too, right?
Yes, they were, but just one of them. Because there weren't two kids in Big Daddy. No, I know they were both in it. I know how it works. Yes. They were in Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Scuba Steve.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's weird that they never got their own, like, sort of twin swap show, but they definitely did, right? This with the sweet, the, what was it? The
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, it was a little bit after my time.
Yeah, mine too.
It was more of a sister-sister kind of guy.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Great show. All right, so they're in the park. Chandler is talking to Ben, and Ben is like, thanks, other daddy. And Ross is just like, no, you just have one dad. You have two mums, but you have one dad. It's just like, I can't believe they haven't straightened this out.
No, I think they have, and I think he's just a kid and like gets it confused.
Wow.
I thought it kind of was endearing.
You could maybe forgive him that mistake at 3 years old, but at 6 years old...
We haven't seen him in years,
You should have a clear grasp of who your parents are. And, you know...
Well, maybe he assumes because they're always together.
Maybe
always around, you know?
Maybe it's just because he only sees Ross, like, twice a year. He just thought that was Ross. Anyway, that was quite a good joke, anyway. I suppose. They're teaching him to ride a bike, and this is great. They like run through so many of like the Friends tropes as they talk about riding the bike. So it was like Monica was fat, so she broke her bike. Phoebe was poor, so like her stepdad sold her bike. Chandler had a girl's bike because his dad was gay. It's just like, oh, brilliant, really, really good.
Just getting all the stereotypes
thrown out there. Yeah.
Anyone else we want to make fun of?
Ross had a bike made of dinosaur bones, and Chandler had a sarcastic bike. And Rachel had a pony. There we go. I did it.
That was excellent.
I wrote all the jokes for them. Thank you. Anyway, yeah. Teaching them to ride a bike. Classic childhood thing. How old were you when you learned to ride a bike?
Probably about that age.
Yeah. About six?
Yeah, probably about six.
About six. Do you remember where you were? Where you were taught? Was it in your driveway?
It was in my driveway.
In your driveway. Yeah. That's nice.
I remember it. It was hard. I fell down a lot. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it was okay. My dad taught me.
Very nice.
Is that something you'll do?
Hmm?
Is that something you'll do?
We'll see. Might leave it to you.
Because you don't know how to ride one.
Is it funny if I, like, try and play to... Like, we did the me not knowing Nora was my kid for a while. Is it funny if I pretend to be a bit of a deadbeat dad? No one wants to hear that. Everyone gets it. I'm probably a really great dad. Yes, I will teach her to ride a bike. Unless you want to.
We both will.
We don't have to stick to such rigid gender roles. Anyway, Phoebe has a sad story about how she never learned to ride a bike, and Ross was like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, she kind of talks about this, her, what, neighbor across the street or something, who had the most beautiful bike with these tassels, and it was pink, and the basket, you know, it's just like the quintessential girl's bike from the 90s.
Hmm. What was it, similar 80s. To your first bike?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I loved those tassel-y things that came off the handlebars.
We are gonna fucking smash the patriarchy when we get Nora a bike that's like got fire on it, and that's all I got. It's gonna be like a boy's bike.
There's no such thing.
Well done.
Thank you.
Episode opens. Christmas tree's up. I think Monica's the type of person that puts a Christmas tree up straight after Thanksgiving.
I would say December 1st.
Right. For Monica?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I feel like she would feel like, well no, it's November. I don't know. Because like Christmas is in December.
Yeah. But she likes to be organized. She likes to be ahead of the curve.
I do like that about her.
Do some people put up their Christmas tree for Thanksgiving or like before it?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? A lot of people have fake ones, so you can put them up whenever.
You just leave it up all year round. I know someone whose mom
leaves it up all year round and decorates it for the season. It's actually really pretty.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I've seen pictures.
Okay.
Because she lives in Georgia.
Georgia.
Not the country, the state.
Oh, not an Eastern European. I see. Okay. Monica is making candy for the neighbors. Chandler's like, why? And she's just like, I want to be nice. And this is revealed where, like, they don't really know their neighbors. There's a guy called Mustache Man. There's Rusty. That's about it. Joey pretends he knows the neighbors. But, yeah, she's just trying to be neighborly. It's the season.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Typical cynical Chandler is just like, this is a waste of time. It's stupid. But what the world needs now is neighbors making candy for other people. I say.
I don't know if I would try it as a neighbor. Like, other people making food that I don't know, you don't know what they put in it. Like, I guess I'm not as trusting.
But you go to restaurants and...
Yeah, but you could like, sue... I don't know. Like, you have more...
It was a simpler time in the year 2000. I mean, it really literally was a simpler time in the year 2000. It was 20 years ago. Take me back.
Oh. Man, I was 11.
I was 19.
No. I was going to say, wait a minute. You're what?
Can you imagine? 14? In December of 2000, yeah, I would have been 15. So there we go. We're just revealing all about our lives now. We tried to cloud ourselves in secrecy for so long.
We say how old we are all the time.
I never do. I'm trying to be very careful.
Michael's turning 35 in October.
Send
everyone
presents.
Send him presents, yeah. On October 27th.
No.
Or at least wish him happy birthday.
That's fine. Whatever. Don't even bother. It's all right.
Send him... Send him a really funny tweet that makes him laugh out loud. And I will record him reading all of them. And if it doesn't make him authentically laugh out loud, you fail. But if you're the winner, I will send you a present.
On my birthday?
Yeah.
You're going to send them one of my presents?
No, not like... one of yours. I'll send them their own present.
Wow. All right. I mean... People might just settle for us fulfilling our Patreon promises.
Do you think that will remember that?
You won't. Of course not. Of course you won't.
It's only 1 month
also,
away.
Also, why would anyone be interested in me reading funny tweets? I think you overestimate the power of podcasts sometimes.
I don't really know much about them. I just sit here and drink wine and talk about friends.
Anyway, Rachel comes in, business Rachel, with her sensible short haircut and her business suit. She's on cloud nine with her new boyfriend, old Tig Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Love a bit of Tig. Monica's just like, what are you going to do? You work with him, bloody killjoy. Get back to your candy. Never seen someone so curmudgeonly making candy at the same time. But she's just like, oh, we came up with a plan. We're going to be good. And then they're like, all right, what's your plan? And she was like, actually, we don't have a plan. We were too busy having sex. I think there's a lot of heat between Rachel and Tig.
I think so.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. Anyway, we then cut to Rachel's office. We see old Tig Jones, old turtleneck Tig, as I call him this episode. Wearing a very fetching turtleneck. There's somebody else in Rachel's office. It's like a mail guy or something. Someone delivering the mail, I should specify. And they're like, oh, yes, Tag, please deliver this to this person. And then that person, the other person in the office leaves, and they're like, wow, we did so good. That mail delivery person had no idea that we're fucking. And then they kiss in her office. So inappropriate. It's a place of business.
It's very bad.
You should be keeping that kind of thing out of the workplace.
It's very bad.
I'm very against it. Always have been, always will be.
Me too. It's very bad.
Tig is getting an evaluation because he's been there for 3 months.
So Rachel has to write.
Rachel has to write up an evaluation for him. And then she does the sort of thing where, like, but before I do that, and then she kind of shoves everything off her desk, like a sort of the classic kind of almost like Hollywood sweep where it's like, and then you like throw them down on the desk and you have your way with them. And he's just like, oh my God, really? And she's like, no, not really. Now let's pick everything up. It's pretty good.
Relatable.
Is it?
Yeah, when you're like, ugh, God.
Oh, right, yeah, that part of it, I guess. Monica and Chandler return to their apartment. All the candy's gone.
And she's pumped.
She is. Well, then Chandler's just like, well, do you think it was the neighbors or do you think it was Joey? And they go into Joey's apartment and he's getting a haircut from Phoebe.
But in the greatest way possible.
In what way?
Just like a metal mixing bowl on his head. And she has like scissors cutting around it.
Explains a lot. That was season one Joey hair.
Yeah.
Remember the sort of greasy bowl cut that he was rocking when he used to wear like leather waistcoats with white tees underneath it?
Oh my God.
Oh man, they've come a long way.
Remember the turtlenecks?
Yeah, they were just last seen with Tig.
Do you remember? No, but like different turtlenecks. Like, do you remember how large Chandler's clothes were for a while?
Well, that's not his fault. He was on drugs. No, nothing fit him.
There's a whole costume department. They can buy a smaller fucking button.
They measure him at the start of the season, and then he goes on a little bender, and then...
Oh, Lord.
I know. I mean, you take these jabs. It's all good fun. He's turned out okay. So anyway, Joey was going to steal the candy, but the neighbors got to it first. And then Monica's really excited. Ross comes in the apartment and she's like, Ross, the neighbors ate all my candy. And Ross is like, mine stole my newspaper. It's like a crime wave. This was good, Ross. This is classic Ross.
He directed himself very well there.
Wow. No notes given in that. Got it in one take, I'm quite sure. Ross wants to talk to Phoebe. He's like, your story really touched me, so here. And he brings in a little bike.
Yeah, wait, hold on a minute. First of all, I didn't even know he was listening, because, you know, they're not friends, Phoebe and...
Well, I was saying that it's an olive branch in what has been a bitter feud over the last 7 years.
Apparently. But not only did he bring in a bike, he got her the exact bike she describes from her neighbor.
He said it was a generic girly bike.
It was, but like he got all the color, he got everything right, and I think that's so thoughtful.
That's like pre-Amazon as well. Like, he didn't do any Google searches for that shit. He went round bike stores and like looked at newspaper ads and stuff. That's a good friend.
How come none of my friends buy me a bike, man?
I don't know why Phoebe hates him so much. But it does prove that Ross is a better dad to Phoebe than he is to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because Phoebe never really had a father figure, apart from that one episode when it was Bob Balaban, and then he disappeared.
Never seen him again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's time for Phoebe's dad watch. We're about a season and a half later. No sign of him. Not even a mention. Nothing. Literally not even a mention.
Remember Gunther?
He's still there. He's still banging around.
Where is he?
He's doing okay.
All right.
You loved the bike I wrote. Liz yeah. loves the bike.
Thanks. It reminded me of mine when I was younger. It's great.
Oh, it was your rosebud. Did someone throw it on a fire? Did oh. someone throw it in a furnace? Did you leave it behind when you were adopted by a rich businessman, and it's your last connection? You haven't seen Citizen Kane, have you?
No, I thought you were talking about Annie for a minute.
No.
I was going to sing, bet you he reads.
No, please. We're over in Monica and Chandler's place, and there's some late night knocking.
Like knocking boots?
Not, oh, well, quite possibly, but we didn't see that. More's the pity. You've been reading my fan fiction again.
Hey.
Chandler is nervous, but he tries to be protecting. He's like, I'm brave. Get behind me. Yeah. Can you tell me who is there, please? And it's just their neighbor, Gary. You know, old Gary.
They don't even know who he is, though. Like, he has to say, like, oh, I'm your neighbor.
I'm your neighbor, Gary.
I loved your candy. Give me more.
No, he hasn't had it.
Oh.
His neighbor told, his roommate said it was great.
Oh, right.
It's 4 a.m. It's ridiculous. This
might, he's a baker?
This might be the least, like, believable thing that's ever happened in Friends.
Yeah, who the fuck is like, I'm going to go there right now. Unless they've been up all night and he's like stoned. No,
but they didn't. Yeah, like, they could have done that. They could have done that. But he wasn't playing it that way.
Yeah, he was just pretty sober.
A perfectly awake, perfectly, like, normal dude. They could have done it, like, 7 a.m. They could have done the same sequence, 7 a.m.
Or and he could have said something about, like, I do a newspaper route.
Yeah, right.
I need this to stay awake.
Yeah.
You know, like, to do something.
Just go off my shift. And yeah. I'm really, like, but no, it was just like, yeah, it's time for candy. Like, my roommate said it was great. It's like, all right. But yeah, they didn't play it like that. Rachel is being playful in the office, despite all of Monica's warnings.
Does she work? Or does she just work on her flirtation?
Is she working hard or hardly working?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to know. She's been playful. She's like, hey, did you get your evaluation? And Tig is just like, oh, I didn't read it. I just sent it to HR. And Rachel freaks out. She's like, that was a joke. And he's like, why? He's like, well, I said you were a good kisser. And I said I loved your tiny tushy.
Yikes.
I wonder, has there been a character in Friends that has, like, divided us so much? Because you hate Tig Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I am completely charmed by him. Big fan.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get your hate. I think if it wasn't called Tag, you wouldn't have this hatred towards him.
I don't like the looks. I don't like anything.
Oh, come on.
I like Janice and you don't like her.
I don't hate Janice, though. I just don't. I'm not a big fan.
Well, I don't hate him. I just
you do.
Really, really, really dislike him.
Okay. Kind of feels like you hate him.
I
anyway.
Don't hate him. I loathe him.
Okay. Well, I don't just like him. I'm fond of him. Phoebe is... There's a scene of Phoebe tending to her bike outside Central Perk, and everyone's just like, hey... I saw her pushing her bike through Central Park, and someone was like, yeah, I saw her walking down the street with it. But nobody's seen her ride it.
She can't ride a bike. Whoa. She can't ride a bike.
We'll get there. At this point, I wrote, is there a less cool dresser in the world than Chandler?
No.
And no, really not. Like, it's weird watching this show and, like, this was the biggest show and is still regarded as one of the biggest shows ever. And, like, everyone in it isn't, like, cool.
You know, the thing is, I think that makes them more relatable. Like, maybe they don't have a ton of money to be able to afford the most expensive things. And I like that.
I don't think that's Chandler's problem. Well, like, Chandler's doing okay.
I think he's relatable. I think all of them. The thing is, like, sometimes I'll notice maybe what Rachel has on because, you know, she's more, like, fashion-y, or Phoebe because it's kind of out there, or Joey because it's, like, ridiculous, he's wearing a turtleneck, whatever. But I do think the point is to not focus on the clothes and to focus on them in other ways.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a deliberate choice by the costume designer.
I don't think so. I think you're being very generous.
Okay, well, maybe so, but that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, I'm afraid I can't do this podcast with you anymore. That's just something I disagree with.
Hold on. There we go.
Anyway, it is revealed that Phoebe cannot ride a bike. And everyone's like really shocked and super judgy. And I'm like, were you guys listening to her story at the beginning of the episode where she told you she never had a bike? So why would she know how to ride a bike?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's that unusual. If one of my friends told me they couldn't ride it, I'd be like, oh, really? But I wouldn't be like, whoa. I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know, because you gave two reactions and they were kind of similar. I would be like, oh my god. But I wouldn't be like, oh my god. It's like, I would be judgy, but I wouldn't be as judgy as these people are in this episode. Yeah. Boom. Roasted.
Okay, fine. I'd totally be like, what the fuck, man? Hey, I just watched that episode of Frasier where Daphne teaches Niles and Frasier to ride bikes. It's all cyclical, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, sitcoms only have, like, 30 original stories, and like, you have 20 sitcom things you can, you know, stuck in an elevator, going on two dates in one night, and then the rest of it, you just have to have, like, a season-long love triangle, like, worked in, or a pregnancy, or a wedding. Like, that's all you can do. There's no original ideas. Or you can do a Dungeons & Dragons or paintball episode, I suppose. Anyway, yes, everyone judges her. Anyway, Phoebe denies it, and they're just like, oh, okay, so show us. And they make her go through the charade of getting on the bike and riding it. And they're just like, guys, why are you doing this? Just, like, be accepting of the fact
she doesn't know. Yeah, why wouldn't you just be, like, who would make that up?
She had a legitimate reason for not... No, but she's lying to them about not being able to ride a bike. So then they're like, okay, so we can watch you ride now. And she's like, okay, here I go. All
right,
and then she tries to ride and then she falls. And you laughed. Because you like a prep fall.
I love when people fall, especially when they're running and they fall. Or they fall and everything else around them breaks. Oh my god.
That's why fucking Chevy Chase is your favorite character in Community. Because like every episode he's just like, collapses.
He's not my favorite character, by the way. Abed is. But no, like the best thing I've ever seen in my life, and maybe it all started this way, was in Home Alone 2.
When, Lost in New York?
When the tool chest
go
when
on.
The tool chest, they like they
wow.
They open. Okay, they torn off and they pull it and it's on a string and then it starts pulling a huge tool chest, like a huge one,
yeah,
full from the top of the stairs down the stairs, but the door's still closed and they're like, what is that? And they're listening and you just hear like and it starts like spitting out all the tools and they're like, it sounds like a tool chest. And then it freaking, like, it's not so much that it hits them, it's the way the thing looks coming down the stairs. And I'm going to show you a clip as soon as you're done recording, because it's so funny.
I find it very charming that, like, your funniest and favorite part of the Home Alone franchise is, like, the same joke they've told 30 times before.
I hope someone understands, like, what I'm talking about.
Finding the third paint can he swings down, like, the funniest, like, no. The first two were,
Michael,
like...
Michael, it has, like, a life
no,
of its
I,
own.
No, I think I know what you mean. There's some,
like, you listen to it, and it's like, and then, like, all the tools start coming out. It's so good.
Okay.
Oh, God, can you post that on something so people know what I'm talking about? Because
yes.
It's amazing.
We'll post it on Twitter along with this episode.
God, my cheeks hurt from smiling. All right, good. Let's
good
move
stuff.
Along here.
I think you were relating that to Phoebe falling off her bike. Yes. I can't remember. Okay. Monica's making more candy. Rachel worries about losing her job because HR have this pervy eval. She was like, I also included a little drawing. And Joey is like, hey, did it look like this? And he did a drawing. So that's funny. It looked like when he showed him the drawing... that they both kind of like broke a little bit. Did you notice that?
You said that. You're like, I think he actually drew something and they think it was funny. I didn't notice it. Normally, I feel like I do. I didn't notice it.
Because I think they're like, the direction was like, oh, be disgusted or shocked by what he drew. But it looks as if they kind of like turn away and like are kind of like, oh, joy.
I mean, maybe.
I'd have to go back and watch it again.
It's probably just a giant penis.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. The neighbors are really jonesing for candy. Monica has to make a sign and is like, candy's only available from 8 till 6 or something.
Yeah, and it's become kind of crazy, mm-hmm. but like she secretly likes it.
She does.
She likes to feel that her candy is making all these people happy and like, mm-hmm. you know, it's so good. And she's like, my candy makes people feel that good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Ross is teaching Phoebe to ride a bike. They pick a horrendous location. It's like a 25-foot long playground with like swings and
like other children and adults nearby. Like if you fell or if you went slightly off course, you'd smack into a child.
But there's no space for you to like build momentum even. Yeah, it's terrible. But you know, it's the same place he taught Ben earlier. They've already built the outdoor set. They've got to use it. They've got to get the most out of it.
Exactly.
Phoebe doesn't really want to learn.
It's hard. It's hard to learn to ride a bike. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. It took like a half an hour and then I was just like, phew. That was so good.
How old are you?
I was 20? Three, four? Oh,
fuck off.
I was 5. I'm pretty sure I was 5.
Who taught you?
My dad.
Is this like a dude thing?
What do you mean?
Dad seemed to teach bike riding.
Well, I don't know. It's a patriarchy. Phoebe doesn't want to learn. Ross is just like, hey, I'll just, you know, you get on and I'll push you and I won't let you go. And she's like, okay, you promise you won't let go. You know, it's a sort of classic. You see it mm-hmm. all the time with little kids. But the joke is it's a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pushing and she's like building up confidence. She's like, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. And Ross is like, yeah, you're doing it. And she like turns around and sees he's not holding her and then she immediately falls down. She's like, you lied to me, you lied to me. But it's just as well she fell off because she was literally about to ride into a wall because that was the end of the set. And she runs off upset.
I actually didn't understand why she ran off. I was like, wait a minute, what happened? And I guess it's just because he said he was going to hold on and didn't.
Yeah, he liked her.
Yeah, but like she acted like a child. It was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joke.
It was just, okay, but it was just weird. I was like, why is she so mad? Where's she going? Okay.
Well, she runs off having yelled at Ross and Ross looks around and there's a bunch of like parents looking at him disgusted. And he's just like, it's a legitimate teaching technique. And you're like, that's pretty good. I'm liking Ross in this episode, man. He's doing okay.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right, isn't he?
There's more candy making. A mob has now formed outside.
It must be so good. Don't you want it? It's like wanting to eat a Krabby Patty.
Is it chocolate?
I assume it would be like a chocolate, like nut, nougat, caramel, like a bit like it's a whole.
But you can't just
like
put that in a basket. That would just all glob together.
No, I think she individually wrapped them all.
Ugh. So much
she
effort.
She takes pride
but
in this.
But that's not candy. That's chocolate.
Chocolate's candy? I just ate.
No. Chocolate.
So you don't think a chocolate bar is candy?
If somebody said, here, let's get some candy, I wouldn't, like, expect a chocolate bar.
Where are chocolate bars located?
They're located in the candy aisle, but you could also say that's the snack aisle. I would say a chocolate bar is a snack, as is candy.
What? Who would eat a chocolate bar as a snack? A snack?
I'm sorry, you have a chocolate bar as a meal?
No, I mean, but you think of snacks like a chip or...
No, a snack is like a little something you have. It's a little treat.
No way. No, a snack isn't a treat. A snack is like carrot sticks.
But what?
Okay, I think this is the time.
A snack. We're talking chips. We're talking Starbursts, like gummies and candies. We're talking chocolate.
No.
We're talking...
No. Snacks?
What are you even talking about,
snacks
girl?
Are like a granola bar. Or like,
can be. Can be.
Yeah, but you don't have a snack as like a chocolate bar.
You do.
No, you have that for like dessert or something. Mm-mm. Or like on the side of something.
I mean, you don't, because you were raised by Puritan parents, but the real world.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man. You want a snack? Here, have a little Kit Kat. Here.
No.
Yeah, the little snack. They're literally called snack size.
Wait. Like, people would have that?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Oh my god.
I thought this was just started as a joke.
No.
Now it's becoming my reality. Yeah. What's happening?
You can have a candy bar. You can have a chocolate bar. Oh, candy bar. Yeah, I guess. Candy bar. Mm. What would a candy bar be? All right, yeah. Well.
Candy bar would be like a Snickers, right?
Yeah, but it's also a chocolate bar. Well, I mean, for me, we don't use the term candy. Like, growing up, candy was not...
Oh, what do you use?
It would be a sweetie.
A sweetie?
A sweetie, or a sweet. You go to the sweet shop, but...
Sweet shop?
And you could get a chocolate bar in the sweetie shop, but you wouldn't... If you asked for a sweetie, you would expect, like, a Starburst, or, like... Or something along those lines.
What would you call chocolates then?
Chocolate bar.
But like, what if you wanted like a piece of chocolate? That would be a chocolate bar?
Well, what are we talking about? A piece of chocolate?
I don't know, man. This is like, are you including all this?
Yeah, man. This is important.
Like, if you just wanted like a little...
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you're not like, oh, I just want like a tiny square of chocolate and nothing else. You want... A fucking Toblerone the size of your arm.
I love Toblerone so much. The Swiss know what the fuck they're doing with candy, man.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
So many tangents.
Are we still in this episode?
I mean, we barely talked about this episode. We've gone on so many tangents. Ross finds Phoebe. He apologizes. Phoebe has the great line, "I could have been killed, I hope you know." Which is very Phoebe. I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
And he's just like, "I just want to teach you." And she's just like, "Well, I'm sorry, Ross, but the bike has been stolen." And Ross kind of looks, and there's just like a big blanket in the corner of her room, which clearly has a bike underneath it. And he pulls it off, and she's like, "Wow, oh, it's there." And then Ross is like, "Okay, I know how to get Phoebe back on board." And he's like, "The bike wants to be ridden. If you don't ride it, you're going to kill the bike's spirit."
It's actually a really good tactic for her.
It is. He knows how to manipulate Phoebe. Phoebe, mm-hmm. like, tries to play it because she's like, "Okay, Ross, if you care that much to make up that bullshit, then fine." And Ross is just like, "You're making the bike happy." She's like, "Okay, whatever." And then Ross leaves and she's just like, "Please don't die, bike." It's pretty good. Very Phoebe. It's very Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel and Tag are strategizing on how to get the eval back from HR before anyone sees it when Mr. Zellner arrives. Have we seen Mr. Zellner before?
No, I was trying to place him. I don't think we have. Okay. And you know who is another Zellner in another movie?
No, and this isn't a movie.
Oh, wait. Do you know who is...
Nah, no point in repeating it. I'm leaving it in.
No. Do you know who is another Zellner in another... Televised. Okay. Do you know where I've heard the last name Zellner before?
No.
In Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, is Mrs. Zellner
Mrs.
the...
Mrs. Zellner.
Oh, she's the...
It's a little cup of tea, dear. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mrs. Zellner. Oh, do you think they're in the same cinematic universe?
You know what? They could be married.
Yeah. We've had Robin Williams in Friends, though. You definitely don't remember. It was from the cold open, like him and Billy Crystal. There's just like a really weird sequence in like season 2 or something. You don't remember. It's fine. We don't need to bring that back up. Anyway, he comes in and he's just like, "I need to talk to you guys about this evaluation." And they're like, "Well, what?" He's like, "Are you guys in a relationship?" And they're like, "What would happen if we were?" And he's like, "Well, we'd have to open an investigation and we would review your futures at the company." Tag basically takes the fall and he's like, "I wrote it. It was a joke. I have a weird sense of humor." And it works. They get away with it.
It's the only time I've really liked him.
He's very noble.
Because he knows how much the job means to Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, you know, doing his little intern job.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter for him, and you know what? Good for him.
Great guy. Zellner's just like, "Look, we all like jokes. Lord knows I love a naughty limerick, but there's a time and a place for it.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. I didn't understand this at all.
He likes a naughty limerick.
I know, but like, who would say that? Because that's inappropriate. Like, it just, it didn't seem professional for like the person that's going to them to ask about this, and then for them, for him to say that, it really seemed out of place. That's my fault.
He thinks he's among friends here.
But this might be the first time he's ever speaking to them, for all we know. It just didn't fit. It felt forced to me.
Anyway, he's like, well, unless you guys have any naughty limericks, and they're just like, nope. And he's like, all right, you have, well, if you think of one, you have my fax number. It's just like, fax number. That's how you got in touch with people in the year 2000.
Don't know why they couldn't just call his office or go down to his office.
Because he likes reading it. He enjoys reading a naughty limerick. He can kind of like read the first line and be like, uh-oh, where are we going here? There once was a man called Enos. What? Oh boy. I don't know. Anyway, good stuff. No email. Crazy. Rachel was very impressed by Tag. As you were. Old Tig. Can we start calling him Tag now? Has he earned it? Or is he still Tig?
Call him Tug.
Old Tug job. Alright. And Tag's just like, yeah, you know what else? And he pushes the... He does the sweeping desk thing. And he's being playful. And Rachel's just kind of like, I actually needed those things arranged that way. And then he's like, oh, sorry. And he goes to pick it up. And Rachel's just like, oh, yeah, there's that sweet tushy. And they're sweet. They're being playful. They're yeah, nice.
It's cute. Yeah. It's not going to last.
Oh, my God. They're winning you over.
No, they're not going to last. Happening. Nope, they're not going to last. Let me tell you. She'll end up with Ross and the whole world will be right again.
No, she's going to end up with Joey, right?
But at this point, her and Ross, whatever. We'll talk about that
later.
We'll
get there. Or will we? The mob is turning angry. There's a funny part where they're all like outside the door and they're like, give us candy. And then out of nowhere, Joey's just there. He's like, yeah, we want candy.
I liked him in this.
It's pretty good.
It was really good.
Chandler defends his fiance. He's like, she's made candy for you assholes. And I bet none of you know her name. And then one guy's like, is it Candy Lady? And Chandler's like, no, it's not Candy Lady. And then Joey just comes up behind this guy and like shoves him out the way. And he's like, if we know her name, can we have candy? But it's like, it's kind of like a shove that you would see in The Simpsons, where just like, there's no like actual arm push made. It's just a big dude like deciding to occupy the space of a little dude. And the little dude just goes flying. And it's like Joey didn't even know he was there. But anyway, they go inside. Monica decides to give up the candy. And she's just like, God, yeah, I need to quit.
Yeah, because it was like running her ragged. Mm-hmm.
It's like, even they even left me a threatening note. And Joey is just like, oh, sorry about that. And that's the end of the episode. And then it closes. Phoebe has learned to ride a bike. She's cruising around. She's like, woo, look at me, hooray. And she like thanks Ross, and Ross is like, job well done. And then Phoebe's riding off into the sunset, and we pan down and we see on the back of her bike she has
training wheels.
We would call them stabilizers, but yes, same deal.
It's a good episode.
Classic episode. Wouldn't you say?
No.
Well, I would. I would say it's classic because it's the episode that Tag won you over. That's what I'm going to call this episode. AKA the one where Tag wins over Elizabeth.
No, he did not win me over. I agreed with you that I thought that they were being playful and sweet.
You also said you liked him in that moment because he defended her.
Yeah, because he potentially saved her job, which mm-hmm. means so much to her, and I think that's very honorable.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Anyway.
It was his save the cat moment, if you will.
What's next?
Next up. Well, wait. What did you give that out of 10?
7.
7. That's a good score. All right. The next one is... Okay. We talk about classic episodes. This is a classic episode. It is the one with the holiday armadillo.
I love armadillos.
Wow.
I love armadillos.
Even if they're being portrayed by people that you normally hate.
What does that mean? Being portrayed by... Oh no. Is this like one of those like kids holiday shows and they don't have enough? Like in Love Actually, when they don't have enough, they have too many kids and not enough things for the manger, like, and there's like a lobster. Yeah.
You know, yeah, you're not a million miles away.
But I do like armadillos. That. I think they're cool, and I have a stuffed armadillo and his name is Armand.
It's true. Well, we'll look forward to talking about that episode in the year 2021. if you don't laugh, you cry. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friends to the End with Michael and Elizabeth. If you want to support the show, you can catch us over on Twitter at FriendsPod. Be sure to join in the fun and games when we're there. Drop us a wee line. We post our show notes on Instagram, our Instagram account. Search for the Friends to the End Pod. If you want to support the show, leaving a friendly rating and review is the best way to do that, wherever you download your podcasts. And as always, tell a friend. Word of mouth is a great way of doing it. All right, Elizabeth's up. Her wine glass has been empty for far too long. Time for a little top up.
Indeed.
All right, catch you next time, buddy.
Bye.